time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Jacqueline Dufresne from Dufresne Sugar House in Williamsburg. Believe it or not, sugaring season is upon us. It's the hopeful elements that come out of the trees that want to once again grow leaves, but the first precursor is this wonderful, delicious sap that comes out. And Phil, for those who don't know, is a backyard sugarer.
Yeah, I got a call from my neighbor, and there was a message written by my wife, and it said, I've done a couple of gallons, and I was feeling like, he's made a couple of gallons already? No, he's collected a couple of gallons of sap.
Ah.
But there's this immediate, like, wait, how come the fever, how come I haven't come down with the fever yet?
It's all weather dependent. Now, Phil, how many do you usually make? How many gallons of syrup, not of sap?
I mean, upwards of two.
Upwards of two.
Yes.
How many gallons do you make at Dufresne's Sugar House?
Our record was 2,500 in one season.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just a couple of digits.
Yeah, and last year?
1,500.
Mm-hmm. Weather is really the defining factor here, right?
Yes. Mother Nature dictates primarily. There are many other factors, cleanliness, being on top of your technology and your equipment and your tubing, but Mother Nature is the primary dictator of whether you're going to have a good season, whether you're going to have more syrup earlier or later, how long the season lasts. It's a slow beginning this year. We actually had some sap running in a couple of our gravity bushes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when you say a gravity bush?
A gravity bush, the taps are hooked to tubing, and it is merely because there's a hill that the sap runs down the tubing, down the hill, and ultimately into a tank.
And the bush is a sugar bush, meaning?
A grove of maple sugar trees.
Oh, so it's not one bush.
No, it is. The sugar bush is the area where the maple trees are growing.
Mm-hmm.
There might be.
See, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a type of bush. And that
sort
was
of
like
biblical.
Almost. Yeah, right. It's a burning bush.
There's
or a gravity bong, which is a totally different thing.
There's sugar maples. There are soft maples. There are different names even for the different maple trees, but primarily sugar maples do the best and most sugar.
And I think the other thing to remind people, if you don't know, which is the ratio of sap to syrup, because what we're doing is evaporating the water off.
You're making a reduction, or
yes,
you're making
correct.
Like tomato paste.
Yes, correct. You're going from 40 gallons of sap on average to 1 gallon of syrup.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of the 2,500 gallons of syrup that you've made,
right,
times 40 gallons.
100,000 gallons of sap.
That's an easy one
correct.
To do.
Maybe more, because towards the end of the season, the sugar content goes down.
And this is the other thing that people always get a little bit confused about when it comes to maple syrup is the grades. The grade A, the grade B, you know.
The grade names have recently changed.
Uh-oh.
Just,
oh, they're grading on a curve now?
Yes,
kids these days get it so easy.
Yes. Actually, this case, unfortunately, was to make the big guys be able to sell more junk.
Oh.
But the new names are golden, amber, dark, and very dark are the new color grades.
And like grade A, grade B, where does that come in, that sort of thing?
Okay, it used to be that light amber, medium amber, and dark amber were the three table grades, and they were considered A, although never officially called that.
Mm-hmm.
Light amber, medium amber, dark amber were their official names, and B grade was cooking syrup.
Yeah, right.
C grade was commercial. Now there are four grades only, not five.
The A grades taste more sweet, like sugar. And the B grades taste more like maple. That's what I've been led to believe.
The sugar content is the same, exactly. 66.6 Brix on the Brix scale, B-R-I-X. So the sweetness is the same. The thickness is the same.
So it's just the color.
It is color and flavor. And the flavor changes. It's like wine. It's more complex than just maple or not.
Right.
You want an interesting, complex flavor, which our light amber, or now golden delicate, has. It should be interesting and complex, even light. And the darker the syrup, the more intense the flavor. To the point where I used to describe B grade as having an afterbite.
Mm-hmm.
Something you might not want on your pancakes. But if you were making a pie, it would be excellent to come through all the other ingredients in the pie or the bread.
Mm, I always find myself gravitating more towards the B grade when by my personal palate, even on my pancakes.
You haven't tasted our light amber.
Uh-huh.
Or golden delicate.
People like what they like, Jacqueline. I can
yes,
like grade
that's
B.
True. You may like grade B, yeah. But I have converted many people at farmers markets from B to light.
Uh-huh.
When I used to go to them.
A lot of it is dependent upon the fact that I'm extremely cheap. So it's cheaper. It's usually
it isn't
cheaper with grade
cheaper
B.
cheaper anymore.
No. Ah,
that
prices.
Went away about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
There became a market for the darker syrups,
right.
And the price differential closed right up.
Can you say a little bit about how you and Keith, your husband, are feeling like big business has now entered this sector?
Big money's gotten into maple. Investment money, leasing huge tracts of land, setting up 1 million taps at a time, hiring people to run the operation, and then flooding the market with cheap, commercially made, not doted over syrup.
So you mean
it
Lehman Brothers is not
same.
A farm family?
It's not. And it doesn't taste the same. The reason our syrup tastes the way it does is two reasons. One, the granite mountain that we're on, minerals in the soil, that's what goes into the water. Water is what makes sap.
Terroir for wine snob.
Yes, it is. Terroir for syrup.
Yeah.
And the other reason is meticulous running of our operation. My husband and I oversee every step, and everything is meticulously clean. Flavor develops over the fire, so we're sure to make sure that we use a wood fire, which can develop some more complex flavor.
How long have you and your family been doing this at Dufresne Sugar House in Williamsburg, Jacqueline Dufresne?
My husband is fourth generation.
Wow.
I've been there 17 years.
Mm-hmm. A rich legacy of syrup in your family.
Correct. My husband's goal was to have the farm support him rather than have a job to support the farm.
Yeah.
And we did make that transition within the last 10 to 15 years.
Jacqueline Dufresne from Dufresne's Sugar House in Williamsburg. Tis the season.
Catch the fever.
Yeah, it's the little ray of sunshine and liquid gold that comes out of our trees that reminds us that spring is coming. And I pray for, warm days and cold nights, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
freezing
right.
At night and 25-40 is ideal.
Yes.
And Phil Corman from CISA, Backyard Sugarer by localfood.org.